Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, February 8th, 2024, and this is my pre-market report. We have a lot to talk about this morning here. People, let's cut right to the chase here, what the premise of this video is about. You and I have discussed for a very long time how the Federal Reserve is involved in a scam of epic proportions. What specifically am I referring to? The Federal Reserve's repo operation. The Federal Reserve's repo operation is doing one thing. It is faking liquidity, not just in the market, but with regard to the entire system. Specifically, the Federal Reserve is involved in a scam passing overnight trillions of dollars between institutions. It goes here, it goes back. It goes here, it goes back. Why is this? Why would this be going on here? Why is the Federal Reserve moving vast amounts of cash between institutions overnight? What is it really all about? You know what I'm going to tell you. If you've been following this blog, you're already way ahead of the curve on this. This is to fake liquidity. The system is illiquid. The system is insolvent, it operates in a perpetual vacuum, and it's a black hole. Okay, so this mechanism of passing vast amounts of cash back and forth between institutions is waning. Now, this is a chart. I've shown you this before, but I want you to have a better look at this. Okay, there you go. See what's going on here? It's obviously in decline. So what does this mean? If the Federal Reserve is now passing still vast amounts of cash back and forth between institutions, but it's pulling, or should I say, winding down this system, well, let's put this another way. How many of you believe that war right now, while this is happening, is just by coincidence? The Federal Reserve, again, this is a scam. This is a game to fake liquidity, to trick the system into believing that it's more liquid than it is. Well, how many years have you and I discussed how the system is drying up? We're in a full-blown liquidity crisis right now. You're not allowed to know that. Again, the system is so toxic, it's so twisted, that this kind of a thing must go on in order for the system to function. So at the same time, the Federal Reserve is waning down this system, or winding down this system, war is expanding. Do you think that there's a coincidence here? No, there's no coincidence here whatsoever. This, again, this is a scam that's going on to fake liquidity. Now we have a system here which is creating the need for more borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on earth. Again, who funds all these wars? All wars or banker wars? Does that sound familiar to you? We are now spending hundreds of millions of dollars to blast or bomb the living hell out of the Middle East here. This has nothing to do, again, with soldiers that were killed, with bases that are being attacked, with first of all, why are we in the Middle East? You know this anyway. We're in the Middle East not to protect the world against terrorism. It's to protect oil, all right? The United States must protect the oil of OPEC nations. This is the mandate, okay? It's how the U.S. dollar has been exalted into the world reserve currency. You all know that, okay? Anyway, so that's why we're really there. But anyway, going back to what we're saying, there's no coincidence here that war is expanding and is going to get much worse moving forward as this is being winding down by the Federal Reserve. Again, think about it. Who pays for all this? We don't have the cash. Comes right from the central banks, and the Federal Reserve is more than happy to lend. This is the spot they want to be in. Every central bank, all they want to do is issue more of their product to the world. It makes them stronger. You understand? So understanding that two things are a lock, an absolute lock as to what's going to happen because of this. So the Fed is winding down this repo scam, passing vast amounts of cash back and forth between institutions overnight, faking liquidity. So now they have this war. Number one, because of that, Because more liquidity must be pulled into the system in any way they can dream about, think about, or you and I have nightmares over. War must expand. It must expand rapidly and get much larger. Okay, that's number one. That's a lock. Number two, the Federal Reserve must cut rates. A lot of you don't believe this is going to happen. I don't know where you're hearing this from. Believe me, I read the comments. I read my emails for the most part. I try to at least, okay? Greg, no way. So-and-so is saying it's not going to happen. It is going to happen, and it must happen because of this. There are no coincidences here, people. Expanding war, number one. Number two, the Federal Reserve has to cut rates because, again, it allows them to fulfill their end game. The Fed just can't say, people, hey, you know what? We're going to keep rates low. We're going to cut rates. They can't just say it. The Federal Reserve, once they begin to start cutting rates, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, May, June, something along those lines, probably May, okay, allows them to create vast amounts of cash out of nothing and buy the debt. That's what they do. That's how they suppress rates. You understand? So the main takeaway from this video is two things must happen, and they are a lock because this is winding down. Number one, more war. A lot more war. Many more people are going to die. Number two, the Fed must cut rates moving forward. These two mechanisms, what does it mean for, let's say, this lovely stock market? The stock market yesterday, new record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. New record high for the S&P 500. These same people who don't believe the Fed is going to be cutting rates moving forward, and I don't know where you're getting this from, are the same people who have been telling me how wrong I'm going to be, because I've been telling people this market's going to go higher and higher. Last year, I told you, higher and higher and higher. Record high, record high, record high. Boom. This is exactly what's happening. I think I have a handle on what's happening here, okay? And I am trying my hardest, working my hardest to keep all of you ahead of the curve. If you and I know, all right, let's talk about what we know. We know this is being wound down. We know war must expand because of this mechanism. There's no coincidences here. Do you believe, and I want to hear from you on this, that war has broken out all over the Middle East right now and it's going to go wider? Just a coincidence that war is breaking out and getting more intense as this is being wound down. You think that's a coincidence? No, there is no coincidence there. And number two, Fed cutting rates here as inflation continues to rise. They're going to lie to you as they've been. Oh, inflation is getting better. People are feeling better about the economy. Oh, consumer confidence is up. It's all a lie. All the news is fake. It's 100% meant to deceive you, to distract you, to have you look here when you should be looking over there. You understand? It's hard right now to even find out what's going on here with regard to the U.S. coalition war, where we were at war, in the Middle East, which is really an attack on the BRICS alliance here. And it's not going to go unchecked. It's not going to go unchecked. Be prepared for a cyber attack. Something is going to occur. Although I have to tell you, I think they're going to find a way or manage somehow to push it off until after the presidential selection. You understand? It's a selection. They're going to select the person to sit behind the Resolute desk, and that person, whoever it is going to be a traitor, someone who's going to go against every principle that we're supposed to stand for. You understand that? Someone that's going to empower the Federal Reserve to a higher degree. Someone that's going to continue expanding war. There's just no doubt about it. Just be ready for that. I know a lot of you are in some kind of delusional state and think this is going to change. It's not going to. It's the central banks who run the world. They are the government. They run the economy. They run the financial system. They run the markets. They're the ones involved in this. They're the ones who propagate wars. They're the ones who are going to expand war. And again, use every mechanism they can dream about to pull more cash into the now because it makes them stronger. The mechanism here is very, very simple. Liquidity is drying up. We're in a full-blown liquidity crisis right now. You wouldn't know it. If this were not going on, if this all of a sudden were to stop, Okay? If the Fed were not tricking the system into believing that it's more liquid by passing vast amounts of cash back and forth, this entire thing, we'd turn into Mad Max overnight. Mad Max. It's a game. That's what they're playing here. And war is the number one way they can create more, the need for more borrowed dollars. We don't have it. The Fed must supply all the cash to the Pentagon to fight this war. The Pentagon and the Federal Reserve are one and the same. You have to understand. The war machine and the Federal Reserve, one and the same. The military-industrial complex and the Federal Reserve, one and the same. And you and I pay for it all with our blood and our guts. And we watch people die all over the world as this mechanism goes on. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. With regard to the markets, stock futures are slightly lower this morning. There's a little knee-jerk higher into the dollar, maybe a little bit of a fear trade going on. 10-year yield 4.13. Bitcoin catching a bid. Crypto's relatively flat, though. Gold and silver under a little pressure. Crude oil getting bid up. Everything that you and I have expected to happen is, okay? With regard to the 10-year yield, it's going lower. It's going much lower, people. And this market, number one, does need to drop. It needs to pull back. We've seen this market do nothing but straight up. And I'm going to tell you right now what Greg's going to do. If this market falls, as long as they keep the 10-year yield about where it is, and I do expect it to drop, I will be buying this market. I will be getting long of the market, all right? I keep all of you on top of this. You know exactly what to do. Betting us a debt, become your own central bank. This mechanism here, an expanding war and cutting rates, is going to vastly inflate global debt. Vastly. And at one point, it's going to hit a wall, by design as well. And there's going to be such an outcry among the people of the world. It's going to make every other crisis that came before look like child's play, because we are going to end up in a situation that is just beyond belief. Again, and don't think it's by accident. I know you don't. Anyway, all right, love you a lot. People, please, I want to hear from you. Comment. Let me know what you think about all this stuff. And I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. That's all.